AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A highway pileup in Iowa has left more than 30 people injured. State Patrol Sergeant Nate Ludwig says it started with a truck fire.
The driver of the semi that what they thought had jackknifed around the 215 is the cab and the semi, I think, were almost fully engulfed. He was pulled out of the semi. He was flown by helicopter to University of Iowa hospitals with burns.
Other crashes developed along that stretch of westbound Interstate 80 near Williamsburg. Despite all the injuries, everyone survived. Four people were killed in a plane crash onto a highway in Atlanta Friday. Driver Don McGee says he could not believe no vehicles were hit by the aircraft that was trying to make an emergency landing.
The tractor trailer was coming down the highway. He slams on his brakes and the plane just went right in front of him. Boom! Hit the wall.
The NTSB is investigating what went wrong. Some security experts say it would be alarming if a North Korean submarine had the ability to fire a ballistic missile. Pyongyang says that it has completed a successful test fire. San Francisco's district attorney says that he has had to throw out 8 cases, and there could be dozens more involving police officers who had texted hate-filled messages.
They were very racist in nature. They talked about burning crosses. They talked about African-Americans being animals.
An FBI agent in the Denver area is recovering from a gunshot wound. He was hit, serving a warrant on a robbery suspect who later shot himself to death. Tornadoes and heavy rains, along with street flooding, continue to plague Oklahoma and Texas. In Shawnee, Oklahoma, it looks like a dam won't hold. Some families have evacuated. There's a Red Cross shelter open. This is AP Radio News. A military flyover was part of the ceremony in Washington, D.C. to honor those who served in World War II on the 70th anniversary of VE Day.
They came down the Potomac River and then over Washington's most famous sites. Dozens of aircraft filling the sky over the World War II memorial, where vets like 92-year-old Jim Sherber were watching.
Brought back a lot of memories.
Sherber flew some of those planes. Memories are enough.
I'm glad I was sitting on the ground.
Former Senator John Warner was watching, too. He's a vet who was on security duty in Chicago as the city celebrated VE Day.
Trying to keep a tally of all the girls that wanted to kiss you.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
No more chewing tobacco. If you're at a sports event in San Francisco, the mayor signed that law Friday. It will take effect in January. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.